online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. Learn more at manta.com.
Time now for Brian Ford from RBC Wealth Management and his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. How are you feeling?
All right, thank you. Well, there's a lot of speculation on the news this morning about this week's Federal Reserve Board meeting and talk about the policy on interest rates and the so-called quantitative easing. What's your take on it all?
Well, that's a lot to digest on a Monday morning, but I want to welcome all the folks back from a long Easter weekend and some from spring break. And you're right, this week looks chock full of things to be watching. Wayne, not the least of which will be the big royal wedding on Friday at 6 a.m. local time. I'm sure you'll be monitoring from the studio, won't you?
Oh, sure.
But this week we do expect the big report on the first quarter 2011 GDP, which is likely to show a slowing in the recent upward trend. As you mentioned, we'll also be monitoring the first ever press conference by the Federal Reserve. Ben Bernanke and company may tell us this week they are going to be stopping the big fiscal stimulus called Quantitative Easing 2 or QE2 and begin the process of letting short-term interest rates rise. Basically, the Fed may tell us that they will let the QE2 expire in June when it would naturally expire. They may stop buying U.S. Treasury bills and bonds in the open market, and they may actively raise rates in early 2012. The direct result of this is not likely to help the housing market, which is still kind of shaky, and may slow some investment activity in general.
The past week marked the first anniversary of the BP oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico with the benefit of a year's hindsight now. What have we learned about that terrible experience?
Well, it's a good time to bring this up. You're right. It was an auspicious anniversary marked by some solemn vigils. But it has been 1 year since the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded in the Gulf. Let's never forget that 11 people were killed in this accident. This is a very emotionally charged issue, Wayne, because it has far-reaching effects not only on people's personal lives, but also, of course, on the environment, the economy, and the political world. Let's review a couple of the basic facts. As much as 200 millions of gallons of oil spewed in the Gulf during the spill, which finally was capped in July. BP says that number could have been maybe 100 million gallons, but let's face it, that's still a lot of oil. BP has paid out about $16 billion thus far and estimates their liabilities are over $40 billion. In fact, BP last week announced a lawsuit against the operator of the rig, a company called Transocean Offshore, for what they deemed to be lack of oversight. BP's stock price was cut in half from around $60 a share down below $30, but has since popped up back above $45 a share on the wave of recent increases in fuel prices again. The long-lasting effects, Wayne, on the Gulf Coast, marine life, and the local residents may take longer to assess. Where the oil went is also a big question because it evaporated and was dissipated much faster than expected. Scientists are studying to see if it's embedded on the ocean floor. But where does this all leave us? Well, we do have a new word out of this. Have you heard the word spillionaire, Wayne?
Not yet. I just did.
Spillionaire refers to someone who's gotten wealthy by charging BP possibly excessive money for cleanup or salvage activities. You got to imagine that was probably inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's increasing pressure to continue drilling in the Gulf because unemployment, of course, remains high, and gas prices approaching $4 a gallon makes it more profitable to do so. The big question is, could this happen again? Researchers say, yes, it's possible.
Just a little over 2 minutes to go, Brian. Corporate earnings reports have been coming out. We always like to take a look at some of our local companies. How are they looking?
Well, in a short word, good. The corporate earnings this quarter have been maybe a little surprisingly good, actually. About 75% of companies worldwide have been beating their analyst expectations. Let's highlight a few with Richmond-based connections. Capital One said its first quarter 2011 profit was up 60%. As a result of fewer credit card holders defaulting. That's got to be good news. Philip Morris International, you know, which was spun off of Richmond-based Altria, said its net income was up 13% in the first quarter of 11 because it was able to increase sales and also do so at higher prices. Philip Morris International raised its earning guidance, which we like. And this blew me away. They shipped, ready for this, 207 billion, that's right, billion with a B, cigarettes in the first quarter. The big local news, though, belonged to New Market Corporation, formerly Ethel Corporation, which saw a huge jump in its stock price last week. The company reported a 9% gain in profit and a 17% gain in revenue for the full year of 2010. And the first quarter of 2011 was even stronger than that. Is the benefit of buying a UK-based company added to its capacity in its core fuel additive business. On top of all that, Newmarket raised its dividend 36%, a clear sign the company feels confident about its future prospects.
In about 30 seconds, Brian, can you tell us about the threat of inflation? The government says it's flat, not to worry, but everybody knows about the price of gasoline, food prices, other things going up. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you a lot of things. I mean, I can tell you that you're right, that everything from education cost to food cost to clothing cost to furniture cost to gasoline is seeing an abject rise in price, some double digit, some high single digit. There's a stark contrast to what the official government stats are saying in inflation. They say it's containable and not a problem. I will tell you from an investment standpoint, investors should be looking to invest in investments that will raise their income on a regular basis.
Thanks, Brian Ford.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.